4 CPA Mobile.
Good morning, old man. N0 TR.
Say, you got the old part right. I played like I was 20 years older today. I just couldn't do anything right.
Well, with me, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way.
Yeah, they ought to write a song about that.
Bernice is laughing over here about to choke on that one, I think. Well, Dave, it's catching up with you, that rare disease, AGE. And I think it's catching up with us. And I didn't say OLD, that's old. I said old, OLE, and that's what everybody is, or used to be in ham radio all of my life, was old man, OLE. It's just part of the tradition, I guess.
Especially on HF, and I don't know why that makes a difference, but anyway. But, yeah, you know, none of us are getting any younger, I'm sure.
Anything anymore, Dave, with the idiots in control. There was a real nice black young lady that delivered from FedEx yesterday. And I said, thank you very much, young lady, and be careful out there. Because anybody that drives, I want them to be careful, of course, and not get hurt. When I come in, I told Bernice, you know, I might have mispronounced her pronoun, young lady.
That happens, you know, just can't get around it sometimes.
Watching this crime TV this morning, still are, and they're tracking some guy with a dog, but they pulled over this car, and there was a male in there. I don't know, was he white or black? I can't even remember. What did he call himself? What kind of a sovereign something or other, and a sovereign citizen, and he wasn't required to give them any identification, and then another one they pulled over, well, he had a nice Cadillac, didn't have any insurance, didn't have any license, and the guy wanted to know what right they had to stop him. They said, well, you're driving without a license and insurance, and I don't know if he had registration or not. And, he says, well, I'm not driving. I'm traveling.
Tango. Busty. Yeah, well, that's, you know, I've kind of come to that conclusion, you know, why have insurance? I mean, a guy hit my wife, told her car, injured her, hit another man's truck, injured him, left the scene, and they found him the next day, and the only reason he went to jail was because he left the scene of an accident with injuries involved. If nobody had gotten hurt or he hadn't left the scene, he would have just gotten tickets. I said, heck, I'll pay a ticket, and it's a lot cheaper than paying for insurance. And, you know, just drive old clunker car, and when it gets wrecked, just... Yeah, send it to the junkyard and buy you another clunker.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Tom. Just getting moving good and getting things going. And all been a slow start to the day. And just reading through some stuff and trying to get some minutes from a last meeting of it, and I'll get taped. So that's where things are going on, and also driving without a license and insurance, it's, you know, it gets a lot of people in trouble, and then there are a lot of people who skip out and don't get anything for it, you know, and get away with it, and I just don't understand it. And it just does not make any sense to, you know, allow people to do that. But it happens. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, 6 months, yeah. Our insurance on two cars is like $1,100 every 6 months. It's just ridiculous. And for a long time, I didn't know that they had an insurance called uninsured driver insurance. It's not very expensive, Dave. When I found out about that, I called Allstate and I asked them, and they said, no, you don't have that coverage, and had everything else, including an umbrella policy, they call it, which goes beyond the normal, amounts they pay per accident and all that. And so I added that on there, and I know it wasn't very much. But boy, you better have it nowadays, because you know, a lot of these guys they catch, they don't have any insurance, they don't have any license or registration. And furthermore, they don't care. And now a lot of these states are giving you illegal immigrants licenses. This is in zero TR.
Yeah, yep, and it's on our dime, too. But, you know, I just don't get it. But this guy, you know, basically spent two nights in jail, paid a fine, and, you know, and that was it. And told him my wife's car, yeah, we got uninsured, underinsured, uninsured. We got everything. Uninsured with like your hat on, uninsured with your clothes off. I mean, you name it, we got it. And, of course, we had to pay for everything. So you know that that's coming out of my pocket eventually, because the insurance company is just going to go up on the rates to pay for the loss. But anyway, go ahead, Rusty. I got to place a Starbucks order here.
All the money, Tom, the guy that goes to Starbucks to get his coffee. I found out I don't go there for that. Too expensive. Yeah, cost of insurance is out of this world. And, of course, in South Carolina, all the insurance companies got an increase in rates allowed this year, so that didn't help matters. And without any accidents, my rate went up about $20 a month. So that didn't help. That doesn't make you feel good. And also, anyway. Well, what did you do yesterday, Tom? I hollered at you a couple of times, and you didn't answer, so I figured you were off goofing off or out on the lake or something fishing.
He's running around with that redhead.
I wish I was able to run around with a redhead. shoot. You know better than that. But at any rate, Bernice is sitting right over here at the table reading behind me. So that's one. But, we did go up to Lake House and take the daughter some eggs, and she bought us a watermelon, and then we went by the fruit stand on the way back and bought a cantaloupe, which I'm not supposed to be eating because my kidneys have been failing some. But, we didn't stay very long. She had company over there, and they were down on the beach. It sat in a little cabana thing down there, and we just didn't feel like walking down there and back up that hill. So we come on home, did work out in the yard some. But Bernice has got a bad knee. She's got a doctor's appointment Friday for it. And yesterday evening and today, she's got to where she can't hardly walk on it without a cane. So we're concerned. She might have to have a new store-bought knee or something here for long. But we'll get by it one way or the other. I got a doctor's appointment Wednesday down at the VA finally after 9 months of waiting. And they're a goof up. They scheduled me and then didn't tell me they canceled it. And, well, no, she never made it. The gal at Columbia was very nice and scheduled me for a lab. A nasty letter in the mail a few months later saying, hey, you better check in or you're going to get dropped from the system. And I said, well, I already got an appointment. Well, no, don't show up. Well, I said, make me another one. Well, they put it out 3 more months and it was supposed to be 6 months. I'm telling you, computers, you can't do with them, can't do without them. Then the water department sent us a letter yesterday saying our all the people on Blue Ridge Water's social security number and names were compromised and may be out on the black web. That's good news to hear, too. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, welcome to the new world, you know, of automation and, you know, everybody's stealing your stuff. So, well, I tell you, it's something my wife was telling me how many millions of times the hospital gets hit a day. It's in the millions. I mean, they have people, I forget the countries, she named several countries, and they just constantly are hitting the firewall, you know, it's like as fast as they can go. And, you know, if they break down one, then the IT department starts working on the second one to beef it up a bit so they can't possibly get through it. Because, you know, there's a ton of information that the hospital has, and they don't want people getting a hold of it.
It's in this world, you know, computers can be good things or they can be bad things, and it just depends upon which side of the problem you're on. So anyway, but I just heard both you guys talking, thought I'd say good morning to both of you. Hadn't talked to you in a couple of days, and I'm sure that Dave, you're either on your way home from tennis or on your way to tennis. I'm not sure which. Since you're getting coffee, I figure you're on your way home from tennis this morning. You've already played this morning, so. Anyway, and I'll want to just check in with both of you. And I'll, hey, Tom, last week, between Thursday's rain, the rain I got at midnight on Friday, the rain I got at midnight on Saturday, I had nearly 6 inches of rain in 4 days.
Wow. Well, I guess that's good. It says previous events here on my weather station for the month was 8.02 inches, and it's just August 12th. Does feel a lot better out there this morning, though, Dave. That means you're out there playing tennis. And that's interesting about the hospital, Jiminy. I didn't know they got hit that many times, but I had put a credit freeze on our credit back in, let's say, quite a number of years ago. And so I went and checked it to make sure it was in effect. And I put a freeze on our credit. And there's two different types of freezes, but you can go to the different three credit bureaus and for free, if you look far enough, they always try to sell you stuff like LifeLock, only it's their version. But I froze it at all three. So if somebody tries to take out any credit or anything, it's been frozen, and now it's frozen again. And And then they offered you 1 year of free credit monitoring at Blue Ridge Water. My neighbor got the same letter, and it just kind of spooks you, you know, what can be out there on the black web. But they're going to have a hard time getting into any of my stuff. It's heavily password guarded, and then I have an internet security system on my computers, all three of them, and so it's going to be pretty hard, but I won't say it can never be done. You never know, but they ain't going to get a heck of a lot if they do get in. I don't know if they'd bother with that or not. They're probably going to go for the big corporations like the hospitals and that. KB4CBA and 0LTR.
Okay, KB4CBA in the group. Yeah, they have, you know, I don't know how many firewalls they have, but usually they don't get through the first one, so. But, you know, they've got all your information, your social security number, you know, everything. So if somebody could break through, they would get a wealth of information on you and, you know, everybody else, and it wouldn't be good. So, but anyway, you know, that's all some people have to do. You know, they just sit around all day, so they just, you know, try breaking into different things. I know my uncle, TJ, when he was living, well, this has been years ago now, probably 20 years ago, maybe 25, but somehow or another, he was on his phone, and it was a landline and a push-button phone, and he found somebody's mailbox, and he kept playing around with it, and he finally figured out how to leave messages and then how to retrieve them. So he gave the code to my dad, and they would talk back and forth to each other on this landline. I think they used it for about a year and a half or so before they, whoever had it, shut it down. Let's see. Go ahead, Rusty.
For my final, but you talk about the organizations and everybody getting hit by people, hackers and everything else. Tom, that happens. They figure out that there are about 1,000 attempts per day to hit corporations and things, and there are probably about 500,000 hits per day with groups trying to get individuals' information. And they can do, you know, you say they can't get to your stuff, but just keep believing that, because they can go through one of the places that you have to do business with or have an account with and get you that way. Anyway, guys, have a good day. I'll talk to both of you later. NZ0TR with KB4CBA. This is W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm like you. I think the internet has been nice in some ways and other ways. It's really been hard on the younger generation, too, with this Facebook and the hacking and the brutal abusing of their peers and stuff on there. It's kind of sad. But they even hacked into the Republican convention the other day. It's crazy. And then you wonder about our own government, but how much of this is on them, too. Nobody knows, but the nose knows. Dave, take care, Rusty. This is NZ0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
Good one, Rusty. Good to talk to you. Yeah, I saw on the news yesterday, I think it was on was on Channel 4 news that I think it's a school in Anderson. I don't remember which one it was. And they've done this before, so they're going to try it again. But they're not allowing their students to use their cell phones in class. They have to turn them off. The only time they can use them is during lunch, when they're eating lunch. And I just think they're too much of an distraction. And, you know, I mean, you know, without them, you and I went through school, and I guess Rusty too, you know, and, you know, from the office and used the phone. So, you know, if they thought it was a legitimate call. So, you know, but anyway, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of bullying that goes on the telephone, and, you know, and that would put a stop to it. I think they ought to just ban cell phones from schools altogether. But, you know, I know a lot of parents would disagree. You know, oh, my child's got to be able to get in touch with me if they need me. Well, yeah, they can. They just walk up to the office and you know, pick up the office phone with permission. But anyway, that's my two cents worth.
We are, and I agree with you 1,000%. You know, we didn't have any cell phones back then, and somehow we got along, and I think they could now. I noticed my oldest grandson, probably the younger one too, I kept hearing a ding, ding, ding the other day when I was over there. And I said, what is it? Oh, that's Snapchat. And they just got stuff connected all the time. And it's even caused kids to commit suicide. And it's just a real brain strain, I guess you'd say. And you're right. They do not belong in the classroom. They are a proven distraction. I think they ought to inhibit cell phones from transmitting while you're driving, which would be just a software download. You might be able to receive one, but you're not going to be able to transmit. And they should require all automobiles to be set up with hands-free. I see people going down the road, and they're looking down in their laps at their cell phone and texting on their cell phone. I'll bet you 60% of the people, when you stop at a stoplight, are messing with their cell phones. And so if you inhibited them transmitting while they're moving, they'd have to pull over and make the call. And that'd save a lot of lives, including mine or yours. But I guess it's because I'm old-fashioned and narrow-minded, and or redneck and narrow-minded, that I think that way. But I ain't changing either. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm, you know, I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, I can just tell mine who to call, and I don't even have to look away from the road. I can just tell it to call whoever, and it does. And but I don't, and I can send a text like that too, but I just don't do it because I really don't have the need to do it that much. I can, you know, I can wait till I get to where I'm going, or if I get stuck at a long traffic light, I might, you know, text or something. But anyway, well, I am at the house, so I'm gonna pull on in the garage and jump in the shower. And so we got another game at 6 o'clock. But anyway, so you have a good one, and Bernice, make him behave. And I wouldn't turn turn your back on her, Tom, because she might get you when you don't see it coming.
Yeah, well, I don't have much worry about that. I just hope she gets that knee to feeling better. I think she's finally decided it was her knee. We thought it was arthritis down there, but I don't know. We need to get some pictures of it. Take care, Dave. Nice talking to both of you. Have a good day, and we'll catch you all down the line. I got some things I got to do here. This is N0TR clear.
Have a good one. 73 N0TR KB4 CPA clear.